With SRN News, I'm Jason Weichert. Hamas releasing a second group of Israelis, reportedly 6 women and 7 children today. Earlier, the terrorist group had delayed the second round of swaps for several hours, claiming Israel had violated the terms of the truce deal. President Biden noting the fact that a lot of youngsters have been released.
All of these hostages have been through a terrible ordeal, and this is the beginning of a long journey of healing for them. The teddy bears waiting to greet those children at the hospital are a stark reminder of the trauma these children have been through, and at such a very young age.
A container ship owned by an Israeli billionaire has come under attack by a suspected Iranian drone in the Indian Ocean. Officials say there has been damage on that vessel, but no one was hurt. Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden's lone Democrat challenger will not seek a re-election to the House in 2024.
Dean Phillips says it's time to pass the torch after 3 terms in Congress. The announcement by the 54-year-old Minnesota congressman, whose term will end in January 2025, brought a swift reaction from the Republican Party of Minnesota, which said it looks forward to winning back control of his seat in the House. Phillips praised Mr. Biden, but said the Democrats need someone younger to win against former President Trump in the election next fall. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Growing number of states working to keep food out of the landfills over concerns the waste is taking up too much space. Around the world, about a third of food is wasted, but here in the United States, the figure is closer to 40%. California and a few other states have passed laws requiring food waste to be composted, while others require supermarkets and food pantries. This is SRN News. A former Chicago public school student is awarded $150,000.
A U.S. district judge says teachers violated the religious freedom rights of Marriott Green when she was forced to participate in Hindu-inspired meditation at Bogan High, despite her Christian faith. The meditation program was developed for the schools by the David Lynch Foundation, which promotes transcendental meditation for mental health. Green says she was told if she did not participate in the meditation, her grades would suffer. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Virginia Democrat, whose legislative campaign ended in defeat after it revealed she performs in porn websites, says she's a victim. Susanna Gibson, who performs with her husband, claims the revelation of her activities by the news media amounts to nothing more than a sex crime against her. This is SRN News. An outbreak of bird flu at a major egg-producing farm, putting a dent in the industry, but it's not expected to lead in egg prices going up anytime soon. Correspondent Jackie Quinn has the story.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture says more than 1.3 million chickens are being slaughtered at an egg farm in Union County, Ohio. It's to help limit the spread of the highly contagious bird flu detected last week. Recently, sizable bird flu outbreaks have been found on farms in Minnesota, Maryland, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Georgia, and California. But they are much smaller than outbreaks last year that resulted in some 58 million chickens being destroyed, raising the prices on chicken and eggs. So far this year, just a fraction of that number have had to be slaughtered. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And more details at SRNnews.com.